charitable social enterprise GLL is inviting businesses in West Kent to showcase themselves and take up workshop opportunities at the West Kent Expo 26. The free one-day event is taking place on the 11th of March at the River Centre in Tunbridge, delivered jointly with Invest West Kent, and we'll see up to 400 businesses attend alongside over 60 exhibitors. GLL's West Kent Business Coordinator Vicky Thornhill joins me now to talk to us about the events. Good afternoon, Vicky.
Hello, very nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me along. It's great to be able to share some information with regard to the expo coming up shortly.
First of all, can you tell us about GLL and what the company represents?
Yes, of course. GLL is, as you said, a charitable social enterprise and is staff-owned, providing a leisure, so the gyms and the pools, the cultural side, which are the libraries, and more recently business support in partnership with and on behalf of local authorities. We're a social business, meaning we've got no shareholders or dividends to pay, and all the surpluses are reinvested back into the communities that we serve. So it's a great opportunity, and that's how GLL is a supplier for Invest West Kent.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about Invest West Kent then.
Yeah, so Invest West Kent has been set up. It's the three local authorities in West Kent, so Tunbridge and Morling Borough Council, Sevenoaks District Council and Tunbridge Wells Borough Council. And they come together to form a partnership under the umbrella of Invest West Kent. And that facilitates for these local authority areas inward investment, so people looking to invest locally with our businesses and in our business and in our communities as a whole, and also the growth of existing businesses in the region. So they're there primarily to assist local businesses to grow, new businesses on their start-up process, and with business relocations into the area. And they then work with partnerships like GLL.
Okay.
To provide the service, so that's how.
Right. And in terms of West Kent, I mean, it's a big region. We've got lots going on in terms of commerce. So that's an attractive proposition in terms of what you do, I guess.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the highest performing and most productive region in Kent and Medway. And it's, you know, our links in West Kent to London, to Gatwick, we're on the doorstep of quite a lot of big opportunities. And that's why we have such big companies locally that we're surrounded by distributive exporters such as Amazon, AXA Healthcare,
yeah,
in Tunbridge Wells, and DHL, so it's a line in and out. We've also got a lot of agri-tech organisations and the local producers in this area, obviously. Garden of England,
absolutely.
Yes. You know, we've got lots of things going on, so it's a great business community as a whole.
Okay, so let's talk about this year's event. So what does Expo 26 aim to do and what does it offer?
Yeah, so I've been very fortunate to be involved in the last 3 years of the Expo. 2026 has seen a new supplier, so GLL, I've come aboard to be involved in this for 2026. It's threefold, really, the idea of the Expo. It's part of the business support programme, the wider business support programme of Invest West Kent. And it's threefold, as in it showcases West Kent businesses, so our thriving business community that we have, and we're very, very lucky, and we're all very supportive of one another. It's also demonstrating for the local authorities the opportunities for inward investment into the area, and again, relocation into the area is an attractive proposition. So we're hoping for people to come from all over the area, outside outside of West Kent just to experience what we have. And also it's a business support mechanism. Part of the role of GLL is to provide business support. So the expo is a great opportunity to do that. So we're on hand. Obviously, Invest West Kent are there, so you've got the teams of the local authorities that will be there. But also, we've got Kent and Medway Growth Hub, the two chambers of commerce locally. So we've got the Seven Oaks District Chamber of Commerce going to be there.
Okay.
And also Kent Invicta Chamber, so the Kent-wide accredited chamber.
So is this in partnership then? So in terms of what you all do together? So this is together with the borough councils?
Yes, so this is a borough council. Basically, it's part of the funded of by UK government.
Okay.
So it's a not-for-profit event.
Yep.
So obviously, whilst we have to cover the costs, you know, other than that, everything is ploughed back in. So it's not for profit. It's not a private enterprise. It's all under the banner of the local authority.
Okay.
And we work very closely with the chambers of commerce that support it, and the northern organisations around the area that do come in and support.
Right.
So yeah, it's a great platform, and we also have four sponsors. We've been very fortunate that three of our sponsors have supported this event for the last 3 years since it started.
Okay.
So they are London Biggin Hill Airport have been
right.
brilliant at supporting, Baxel Construction,
yeah.
And Carbon 3. And then this year we have a new sponsor, which is Lumina Energy, which we're delighted to have on board.
Okay.
For this year.
So that just shows you the level of support in terms of people that are prepared to sponsor.
Oh, my
well.
Goodness. It's a wonderful thing to be involved in. I think that's what this brings, is every year we see returning sponsors and exhibitors, but we also bring new ones on board. So you've
right.
got that really lovely balance of, you know, the existing businesses there because they find it of benefit,
yeah.
and building that relationship and communications, but also seeing new changes, like, you know, as we are, we're all changing and evolving all the
yeah,
time.
Of course.
So
yeah.
it's great to see that. And it has evolved. The, you know, the expo has evolved over the last 3 years.
Yeah. So can any business apply to be part of Expo 26?
Yeah, so in a way, I'm sorry to say, but
it's all gone. all the slots have gone.
No, so the main exhibition hall now is sold out.
Right.
So that's our.
Well, that's good in a good
it
way,
is,
but bad for people that can't get involved.
But
I guess.
Come along.
Yeah.
I just think, yeah. So the top, on the first floor is our main exhibition hall, and those stands have now been sold. So that's sold out. But I just what we've done downstairs in the ground floor, where we've got the cafeteria and the workshop space that's running throughout the day, is we've created a enterprise hub, and what we are looking for is startup businesses or early stage businesses that have the opportunity to have somewhere to, if they've got a bit of marketing material,
yep.
To just literally come along and, you know, register with us, and for a nominal
okay.
fee of £50 plus VAT, they
yep.
can have themselves represented. And it's a great
okay,
opportunity,
that's good.
Which is a really nice thing, because obviously the stands on the main exhibition hall, you know, not everyone can have the opportunity to exhibit and pay
no,
for those stands.
No, of so. Course. And it must be such a good thing, the fact that you've got so many businesses that have contributed and want to be part of this as well.
Yeah.
And it's free for the public to attend. So if the public want to come in, so if I wanted to walk in and see what was going on, it wouldn't cost me anything to get in to actually see what's happening.
No, not at all. It's absolutely free to attend. We do have an Eventbrite link to, so that you can register to attend. So that is, you can look at that for West Kent Expo 26 and it'll come up. So register to attend, just so that we've got your details prior. But you can just turn up on the day.
Okay.
You know, we're not going to turn people away.
No, of course.
You know, the opportunity to network and to actually come and support the area.
Well, I think that's the thing. I mean, back in the day when I used to work in a different industry other than radio, it was all about networking. And you talk to people, you speak to people, you get other people that you get contacts with, and that leads on to something else, maybe. And that's what it's all about sometimes in business. So.
Oh. Yes, absolutely. I mean, even more so now. I think we've seen a massive increase over the last few years with networking again. It did have a bit of a lull for a period of time, but now...
Well, we've gone through COVID as well, which was very difficult, wasn't it?
So I really believe that's been a massive part.
You think,
and
yeah.
We've seen a really big increase in networking. And the, you know, I, you know, see... hear and hear stories all the time of people that have made connections, you know, and it doesn't have to be a connection that something's going to happen immediately. Sometimes it can be a bit of a slow burn, but you meet these people, and it's whether it's reconnecting with somebody and re-establishing those connections, or literally just having that initial first connection with somebody. I always say, when people go to networking, don't just always stick with the people you know.
No.
Go and just put, you know, reach out to somebody and just get noticed. And I think that's what the expo is.
Yes.
Great opportunity. Go and, chat with everybody that you know. It's a great platform to do that. But also just take a bit of time out. So make sure that you go and see these new businesses as well that are just starting up, because they'd love to hear from you about your experiences.
Yes, because with new businesses, they can attract people that they didn't realize that were out there, and you can actually join them and make a contribution and be part of their growth.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the thing. You just know very well that the community as a whole will support you. You know, everyone wants them to do well.
Yeah,
so I think everyone's, you know, trying their best. And I see that all the time. The networking.
So when's it taking place?
So it takes place on the 11th of March from 10 until 3. And it's held at the River Centre in Tunbridge, which is on the Medway Wharf Road. It's a beautiful purpose-built business centre that is now known as Hillsong Church.
Okay.
But we're very
fortunate.
Beautiful venue.
Yeah,
glass-fronted.
And hopefully the weather will be nice by then.
Yes, although I always think we're going to cook when we're in behind all the glass fronted foyer. You just think, how hot is it going to get in there? But it is a beautiful, beautiful venue, and great opportunities, like I said, for networking. And we've got workshops going on as well throughout the day. We have a talk by Pip Lawrence, who's the interim COO of West Kent Mind, about getting well, staying well and thriving. We also have a procurement talk from Dan Hutchins, part of the TMT procurement partnership, that's going on as well. And then also we've got AI covered off,
Well, that's the big thing these days, isn't it? AI.
It is, but I mean, I think perhaps...
I mean, I might be replaced by an... AI robot.
I don't believe it, Chris. I can't believe that for a second. They'll always need you.
Okay, and if people want to get in touch, how can they do that?
Yep, so if you visit the website, so it's westkentbusiness.com and then /expo, you'll find links there. And also, if you want to email in at all, we do have an email address, so it's expo@gll.org.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for coming in. It will be lovely to have you back in again after the event, just to tell us how it all went.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hopefully it'll be good news.
Yes. Fingers crossed. Okay, thank you, Vicky. I'm going to play this song for the whole Expo 26 team. I know it's not all about the money, but it sort of is. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.